Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
It's in an old house. It's like, it's a really cool library.
Is that a library or some old man's house who has books? He's like, come to my library.
It like fell and landed on a bed of marshmallows. It was that soft of a landing.
That's what your junk is like? A bed of marshmallows?
So we went home with two kitties.
I'm just going to guess at their names. Ben and Teller.
Meow.
No.
Jerry D, Steve Patterson of the Debaters, Max Kerman from the Arkells. We asked all these guys.
Hey, what's the f***?
We asked them that.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
I thought he said Kaylee.
Oops, I did give you the wrong number, Stoff. I'm so
sorry. Yeah, some old lady kept picking up and she seemed rather annoyed.
I'm like, it's Alan there.
Who's Alan?
Well, this is devastatingly interesting podcasting.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast, presented by our good friends at Coors Light.
Coors did send us some beers, so we're going to fill that with beers soon. Dance.
It's the Jay and Dan podcast. Hi. Welcome. Have a seat.
You're very cheery after a little time off.
Kick off your shoes. Stay a while. It's the podcast for the week of March 19th. We just took a week off of TV, but guess what? We took no time off the podcast.
No, we refused to take time off the podcast. We would never do that. We'd never even think of it.
So,
It's brought to you by Coors Light. Did we say that?
Our good friends at Coors Light.
Yeah, our good buddies at Coors. By the way, Matt Kaws, the co-host of Michael Landsberg's radio show, Christoph produces that show. He said Matt Kaws nearly died because of our Coors fridge.
He was almost crushed by the Coors fridge on Friday.
So what, he was inside the fridge?
Yeah, he got in the fridge. It was kind of a gag thing.
We opened
the door, and he was doing some overacting, and he sort of toppled out of it, and then it started to fall on top of him.
Oh, like what one a of those way people.
To go. Luckily, I saved the fridge. So,
like one of those people that try to get food out of a vending machine, and then it falls on them.
Right, exactly.
And then they're crushed to death.
Yeah. What a way to go, though, eh? If you're gonna die being crushed by a Coors fridge, not the worst way to go.
Yeah, just so you know, 6 Coors Lights a day, perfect part of a healthy diet.
You know what? If you're having friends over, no matter how many friends, 6 Coors Lights will keep the entire party going until the wee hours of the morn.
Just drinks at lunch time.
It's true.
Hey, had the library in the intro there. I was at the general store in my town yesterday. Dan, my neighbor, came up and said, "You're the talk of the library." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, someone over there listens to something you do." Like, okay. Because, yeah, they loved it.
Oh, great.
So
I'm the f***ing mayor.
That's good.
Looks like free books. The books.
So it was an old man in a house?
No.
It wasn't that old man.
And, the books are even freer now.
So they're flying off the shelves. People are like, "We had a library in this town? Where?"
I'm surprised.
That house?
I thought it was abandoned. Listens to the podcast. That's great.
That's
so
great.
Way to go, library.
Wow. And how is your mayoral campaign going over there?
I've been too busy. I haven't put much time or effort into it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because how are you going to win? That old man from the library is probably running. He's got a campaign organized. Got posters up.
Nah, there's no posters.
Got rallies in the library.
Anna Green Gables was in town again shooting last week. Yep.
Did you walk on?
No, Anne was sitting outside with all her friends, though, so my daughters were like, that was Anne.
Smoking Anne. A cigarette?
No.
Passing a dart around?
I was hoping to see them smoking.
Wouldn't that be great? Anna Green Gables, just a huge... Just a huge demoriae.
No, the extras
between her lips.
The extras go out in their old timey garb, and they're just
hauling on darts. And then someone's like, "Ann, you're wanting it.
Let me finish my cigarette. I'm Anne of Gables.
You know who I am.
You know who I am.
So it's
this show's about me,
and it's Anne with an E. That's the new Netflix one. Anne with an E.
And CBC. I think it's on the Corp.
Nah, I think it's just Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was on the Corp.
Nah.
Oh, just Netflix.
They wanted no part of that.
All right. No Corp. Forget about it, Corp. You're done. Just Rick Mercer report for you.
No, that's over.
Okay.
I think he's done, too.
Just Beachcombers for you.
No, that's not on anymore.
Just Danger Bay with that's gone. So no more shows on the Corp.
Mr. D.
Mr. D.
Mr. D and the National.
Oh, and Murdoch Mysteries.
Murdoch, yeah, they're reeling them in.
Juggernaut show. My dad loves it.
And Hockey Night in Canada for how much longer?
I think for another, I think they just signed for a few more years.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be there for a long, long time. Just settle into the Seeb. We got you covered.
So I mentioned I had no time to put towards my mayoral efforts because spring break, I had to entertain two little all week.
And so, what did you do?
Nothing.
Good for you.
I said, play with the cats.
Yeah, play with the cats, and we'll go to the library later. See the old man.
Oh, and took part in a St. Patrick's Day parade in Peterborough.
Okay, how'd that go?
Well, the best part is you're supposed to hand out the candy while you're walking the route. My mom forgot the candy. She lost it.
Mm.
So we just waved. You're just waving to other humans 10 feet away.
I'm sorry, were you on a float?
No, I was just walking.
So you just walk? So it's all the Irish in town just walk.
That's right.
Okay. And they're just bombed.
And no booze, yeah. And no booze.
Oh, there's no booze. So yeah, I was at Disneyland for the last 3 days, and there were, on St. Paddy's Day, large Irish contingent, big representation. And then the fireworks at the end of the night, all green.
Ooh.
They really did it up there for that holiday.
So one thing you see a lot at Disney is groups all have the same shirts
yes,
on. So
yes.
A lot of St. Paddy's Day theme
Plenty
shirts.
Plenty of that. Yes, absolutely. And then a lot of, you know, the family reunion, mom, dad, bastard child. They all have, you know, like they'll have Mickey on the T-shirt and then it'll say mom. It'll say dad. It'll say a mistress.
And then you know what child. What families are terrified because they've got the neon shirts because they figure someone's going to get lost.
Yes, they want to make sure that in a large crowd, which it always is at Disney. Though I will say, I remember when we worked at Fox and I said, when's the best time to go to Disneyland? They said, when it's raining or threatening to rain because the locals are terrified of rain, can't drive in it, and will not go to Disney. And that's exactly what happened. The lines were great.
Wait.
So I went on Little Mermaid ride at least 40 times a day.
We worked at Fox?
I don't remember it. I was told we were there. I saw a lot of Fox people when I was down in L.A. We had a great, great time. A lot of Fox people.
And some of them are going to be guesting on this podcast?
That's right. In fact, Christoph, I think you can give the first one a call right now. He has guested on the podcast before. So yesterday, after my wife, my daughter, and my parents left for Palm Springs, where my parents live, and I had a day in the city to meet up with old friends. And so I started in Los Feliz at Little Dom's, a famous restaurant there. And someone said, oh, John Hamm used to come here all the time. And we were sitting in a booth, and it said, this is the John Hamm booth. It actually had it on a faceplate. It was him and his old girlfriend, who he has since broken up with. So if someone tries to put a plate with your name and your girlfriend on it, that's pretty much your relationship is over.
And you can only order dishes with ham to that booth?
That's right. And you can't. You know what? I ordered spaghetti carbonara for breakfast. Think about it. Eggs. It's like scrambled eggs. Delicious.
Good on you. You did all this visiting. If I was in your shoes, I'd be sleeping in that hotel till about 1 or 2.
No, I had to get out of there. They had to get some other poor family in there. But I could have slept on the beach, but I wanted to then go from Little Dom's to the beautiful historic Chateau Marmont Hotel that you and I love to see our good friend and former stagehand of the stars at Fox, Mr. Jim Pearl. Jim, how are you today?
Wow, what a welcome. Thank you. I'm glad you made it home okay.
Oh, I barely made it on after all the booze and all the drinking and driving I did. No, I didn't. But we had a great time. It was fantastic to see you. Yeah.
So last time I saw you, Jim, was at the Chateau in our goodbye farewell luncheon, and we sat not next to the bar, but underneath the bar.
Practically.
The bar was hovering over us. Did you guys pick the same table?
We were very close.
Yes.
I thought she was going to sit us there, and then she made a little right turn, and we were like two doors down. Two tables down. And it was right there, though. And it was, I thought about us. It was happening a lot more, though, Dan. It was a lot more people were there, a lot of beautiful people.
Okay, so did you see anyone where you thought, okay, is that person, or was it just really rich people soaking in the vibe?
It's the whole, it's like that. The whole time you're there, every time you go up to, you know, walk to the can, you're walking by people going, I think I know. No, you don't know.
Yeah.
I think no. No, you're somebody. No, you're not. You're not.
Yeah, you're right,
you do
Jim.
That the whole time.
It's always it's like someone who looks time. Sort of like there was a dude who came
yeah.
in. He sort of looked like Seacrest, but then I was like, no, he's too tall. You know, like they're just like a degree off of who,
right.
of who you think they are.
And I got to say, in general, a lot more interesting than the way I look. You know, these people, they're
no,
cool.
no, 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 no.
No, you look
oh, yeah.
like you own the place
yeah,
when you walk
no,
in, Jim.
No, you were very much in control of that situation. Very much
but
in control.
I was facing the right way. I was facing the people, and poor Jay was facing the family from Duluth.
Yeah, I was... There was a nice young family, three, you know, it was like a baby and two parents, and they'd obviously come in because they'd heard of the place, and they were just and that's all I was facing. And Jim just had this feast,
oh,
visual feast of Hollywood, who's that?
Right.
Yeah. You really had it going about it. But next to us, Jim, remember, there was a woman sat next to us. This Catwoman. I thought she might be, you know, like Mariah Carey. She had that kind of look. And then I realized, no, she's probably like Mariah Carey's stunt double from the movie Glitter. But she came in with a cat on a leash.
Yeah.
Was the cat cooperating?
Kind of.
The cat was sedated, I think, you know. It looked pretty sedated. Probably came off a long flight, you know, one of those United flights.
Wait,
I
so
don't know.
Did she sit and have lunch with the cat?
Yeah, cat's right in her lap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
On a leash. And then, so, nobody seemed to have a problem with it at the restaurant.
No, right. Nobody but, said anything. But if you wanted the waiter to take a picture of you, you can't get that to happen.
No,
but it's
so,
okay to have a cat
on your lap.
Wait, you got denied? Wait, you guys wanted to get a picture taken? You
so,
got denied?
So I said, Jim, we got to get a picture taken of ourselves, and I wanted to send it to Dan. So I say to the waiter, can you just take a picture of us? And he immediately is like, no, no, no. No pictures, no autographs, nothing. I'm like, I don't want your autograph.
I want
you to take a picture of me. Take a picture of us. No, no pictures.
Right.
No, so you said,
no.
Okay, no pictures, but send a cocktail over to the pussy.
Right.
But the cat gets a small container of milk.
Right.
Well, you could have got a White Russian. You probably would have lapped that up.
Oh, sure. If you wanted to get a conversation going with a person who brings your cat to the lunch, you know, I don't think it could go somewhere. But I'm not down the road I want to go down. You know, that kind of not really.
But no. as
it
much as
it was really a lovely lunch.
Yeah, it was. It was so fun.
I have to say, I had a problem in. Not looking ahead and rolling in a fatty, first of all,
yeah.
And our walk back, I should have walked you back to your car. You know, I got done. It was like, okay, I'll see you at work tomorrow or whatever. No, I'm not going to see you until like August or whatever you were going to get. And I thought, that was
no,
you know?
No, well, we walked
yeah,
back
it was,
because
it was, well, it was not, it wasn't. Cool.
No,
let's
well, we were walking. Now, a bit of backstory, the LA Marathon's on, so we couldn't even
mm-hmm.
park at the hotel. We kind of both parked like a block or two away, so we kind of walked a bit together. But I thought we walked down Sunset, which
I
was
know,
cool.
But it would have been cool. Yeah, no, blow a joint or whatever.
Well, that would have been great, but then I had to get behind the wheel, and I had to see
true,
a million
that's
other
true,
people.
That's true. No, you don't want to do that. No.
But you did point out a Ramada. Tell me about the Ramada. You pointed out a Ramada. That wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, there was one down the street about two blocks from where we were.
I know that one, yeah.
That in like 1969, a couple of us stayed there for like 2 weeks on a Chevron card that was maxed out at $200, right? And we were in like our second week at a Ramada, or whatever that was. Ramada Inn? I can't remember.
Was it Ramada or a Best Western?
Well, no, I don't
no,
think it's there anymore, right, Jim? It's
yeah,
not there anymore.
It's not there. Anyway, we bailed. We got, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, get the suitcase and go out the back door.
That's a classic O'Toole move.
Isn't it?
Every family vacation. He's gone. Kids, wake
yeah.
up.
I know. Anyway.
So we were talking about, you said the last time you were on, we were telling a story that you listened to later.
Yeah.
This story
and
where...
Yeah,
we wanted to expand on it. Just a quick backstory. When we'll play it for you now very quickly. the story of when Dan and I had to come in during the day for a meeting, and I parked in someone's parking spot here at TSN, and someone was very, very upset at me.
Don't you park in my spot again. I worked real hard as an associate producer on W5 for 30 years. I earned this spot. You punks come along in your rented Jeep Grand Cherokee. Take it. You'll pay for this.
Pretty much what the note said, word for word. Okay, now that you've heard that story, Jim, tell us, you had an interesting similar story.
I worked at a casting facility that was owned and run by two character actors, guys that worked all their careers on television, making a living as people that you don't even know. You know, the bartender and Gunsmoke, the bewildered passenger on Love Boat. You know, they all made the livings doing this stuff. And one guy was named Stu. Stu, great guy. And he one day has an audition out at NBC. And so he goes out there and he's driving around trying to find a parking place. And if you're, and NBC does have terrible parking, but he's driving around and he sees a space and it says Lauren Green. And Stu thinks to himself, Lauren's not here. Lauren, that show is over. It's not here. I'm parking there. So he parks, he goes and does his audition, comes back to a very nasty note on his windshield. And it goes on about how you're a piece of poop to be doing this, why you're parking in my place, you have no respect, not respect for the industry, who are you, and you should be arrested. Signed, best wishes, Lauren Green.
Yes. And
the thing that was the killer was the best wishes part, because Lauren made it, you know, he would go to autographs, and that's how he would autograph anything, was best wishes, Lauren Green, right? So Stu thought that was amazing. The guy could write such a filthy letter, and then best wishes. And that was the
did he keep that letter? I hope he kept it and framed it.
He did. Stu was that kind of guy. Stu actually showed me one day, and this is off the subject, but he came in with a bag that had a cigarette butt, and he says, this is Bette Davis's cigarette from a movie, you know, whatever movie. He went around, and he was a little character actor on a movie, and he saw her light a cigarette and put it out. He goes over there, and it's Bette Davis's.
Takes it.
She's and got Betty Davis eyes.
And so now, right. I bet you Stu has his own little museum full of, Hollywood artifacts.
Right. Is Dan in Glendale? Gone over.
It's kind
of all of it.
It's kind of like the library in Orono. It's just an old man with books.
I mentioned this on the last podcast. I'm reading Burt Reynolds' autobiography. And he just, I read a chapter last night, was all about Bette Davis. He loved her. Said just a class act. Have you ever had any run-ins with Bette Davis or Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds was actually on Best Damn Sports Show.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But I didn't run into him at all. I didn't have any contact, I don't think, with him.
Wow.
I can't remember having any kind of thing with him. Really, he's so small and he's skinny.
Really?
You think he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, that was, yeah.
Because you think of him in Deliverance, he's like a big guy, you know?
Yeah, he was probably like, I don't know, he's got to be... Is he still with us? He's like
I think
old.
So.
I think
yeah.
he is, yeah.
Yeah, he was
is.
Like probably in his 70s then, you know what I mean? He looked like an older guy.
Oh, man.
So he wasn't putting on the weight, wasn't keeping the weight up, Jay.
No.
By the way, and going back to the luncheon,
yeah.
Jay was getting oogled. And when we were leaving, Dan, I want you to know, ladies were taken, and it wasn't a celebrity thing. It was more of a...
Who's this guy?
Was it the mom from Des Moines?
No, God, I hope so. That's my target market.
Babylon. The babes.
The hot babes. It was, you know, the thing with the chateau, the furniture, it's like this wouldn't work anywhere else but here. It's a cliche, but it's like a magical place. It's only in LA could that place work, I think. That would not work in Chicago or
and you wonder how long it's going to last in a way, because it's kind of old school.
Very.
You know, I bet there were more places like that, you know, 30 years ago or something.
What are you going to? But you got to keep. What are you going to turn it into, a Hampton Inn?
No, we're gonna get there'll be a Wi-Fi hotspot, and it'll be nothing but kids.
Hey,
just laptops.
We mentioned notes on cars. I wanted to get your guys' take on this because yesterday I came out of a store, and I'm like, someone dinged the side of our car with their door, and I'm like, and they would have felt it. So I said to my kids, I'm like, this person is a coward. Don't ever hit someone else's car without waiting for them or leaving a note. Your take on that? Do you agree?
Well, no, I would just drive off.
I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't mean it. Okay,
just pisses you off.
I'd get out of there as fast as I could. No, I maybe leave a note, a quick little note.
Because the person's not going to say, hey, I'm going to ding you for insurance. You're like, hey, you're a quality human. You said sorry, essentially. Thank you. Yeah, leave a fake number.
You know, tough one there, Dan. I probably have done that, you know. Honestly, I don't think I have, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a
people
tough
are in yeah. general, you
yes.
know. They're in their own little world. They get out of that big car and bam, against your door. They don't even know and they did it.
And then, I had to not apologize to my kids, but I said, man, I hate people. And then I got in the store and I'm like, you know, I didn't mean that. I said, I love people. I just don't like that person.
Right, right.
No, Dad, that's not what I heard.
There's a lot. Just judging from the things you've said on this podcast, I feel like there are some people you strongly dislike.
No, everyone's good. As long as I don't have to deal with them, I'm fine.
I'm good with it. If they don't talk to me or look at me, I'm good with it. Fine with that.
Jim, what's up for tonight? What's going to happen tonight?
I was doping when I beat Mickey in golf today.
Oh, nice.
Not Mickey, our driver from Korea, but Mickey, our Mickey McNamara, who's also worked at our show at Fox as well.
Right. And he says hi.
Oh, good guy.
Yeah. So I don't know if I should bring this up, but I called Dan, like, back in January.
Right.
Hey, Jan, I said, hi, Dan, how are you doing? Hey, I'm getting a girl's haircuts right now. Can I call you right back? I go, sure.
Did I not call back?
January, Dan. I haven't talked to
I'm sorry, Jim.
That's
Pearl.
Worse than dinging someone's door with your car.
I got too much. Got your haircuts, cooking dinners, dropping kids at school.
I know you got something going on.
You need a nanny. You need like a super hot nanny.
I need an assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim.
Oh, yeah, okay, nanny. Somebody that you're banging, you know.
Jim, come on up. We can be like bosom buddies, and
that's a show I would watch. Jim moves in. You're like his JB Smoove.
Yeah. You know,
but it'd be great though. I'd come down. I'm like, Jim, what are you gonna tap today? And you're like, I don't know. Am I supposed to be keeping track?
And as I mentioned, Jim, cannabis about to be legalized all across the country. So, yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's the best incentive so far.
Hey, whoa!
You got something going in the microwave?
What are you cooking up there?
What do you got there? What's in the microwave?
I'm warming up some coffee. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I just woke up from my nap. I took a little nap.
Okay.
By trouncing a Mickey.
Yeah. Takes a lot out of you trying to beat that guy.
Yeah. Drinking beer. No.
Well, Jim, listen, we'll let you go because we got a couple more people to talk to.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
But we.
Much more
exciting. I don't think it's going to get better than this on the podcast. This has been fantastic.
And Jim,
you guys are the best.
And Jim, I'll get to that return phone call around June.
Perfect. Hey, bye. You know, I didn't. And these are the cliche things, but did you have the dog when you were in Korea? Did you try it?
No. There was a dog restaurant.
Whole thing about it.
Yeah.
There was, wasn't there?
There was one near us, near our condos that they put us up in. And we only knew that because Mickey, our other Mickey, our driver there, she told us that was one. You would never have known it.
Really?
We didn't try it.
Was it next? Was it next to any massage parlors or anything like that?
Not well. I don't know about that, but I think it was next to that cat lady who sat next to us late yesterday.
Oh man!
All right, well, Jimmers, enjoy that coffee.
Guys.
Yeah,
I will. And take care, my Canadian friends. There you go.
Thank you, Jim Pearl.
See you, Jim.
I'll see you.
Oh man, what a legend! What a great guy. Heating up some coffee. We got another guest coming on, Dan. I know you're excited about this. So then I went from the Chateau Marmont.
Right.
Right. I hopped on the 10 and I went down to south on the 405 and got off on Venice Boulevard, went mm-hmm. straight down Venice. I took a right down Abbot Kinney and I pulled into the parking lot next to the Brig, which if you've seen the movie Chef, that's where much of that movie's filmed, right next to that Brig. It's a great bar on Abbot Kinney.
Got a Boxer on the sign. Spent a lot of time there. I'd ride my bike there.
Fantastic bar. Great place to go wait if you're waiting for a table at a restaurant on that street.
Or I'd just go there to drink.
Dan would just go to drink. But that's a good thing to do as well. They have a pool table if you want to play some pools. And I met another friend of ours, Christoph, any chance we have him on the line?
Is he there?
I felt like that was...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Just got off the phone.
I met another good friend of ours there. Dan, mystery friend, reveal yourself.
Hi, Dan.
Jeez. Why? Any other way.
We were sitting in Venice Beach, and I'm like, the only thing missing from this is Dan.
Yeah.
How was the Brig? What did you have?
A couple old fashions, kept it really classy.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like no time had passed, Jay. It was so good seeing you.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was great catching up and hanging out.
Just for the uninitiated, Ben Teller was our old podcast supervisor / social media guy at Fox in L.A.
We discussed the pod a lot, didn't we, Ben?
I think we talked about a lot because it was the first time we actually, I think, saw each other since you went back to Canada, and we were really having some good, like, reminiscing moments, right?
Yes, very much so. And a lot of Dan discussion, a lot of talk about Dan. Who is Dan?
I mean, Dan, Jay and I were thinking this Vegas thing has to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying that a buddy of yours made a good suggestion. We brought up the possibility of crowdfunding this trip. And your buddy had a good point. Like, even if you couldn't crowdfund the whole trip, you know, maybe a little bit of the trip. But I just feel like to make it happen, a lot of our listeners would definitely get in on that action. I certainly would.
There seems to be a lot of other causes out there.
No, that's an important cause. The idea of you two in Vegas together.
Yeah, and maybe if we don't hit a certain amount, we, like, donate it to our favorite charity.
I like that. You know? We could donate it to your charity.
Yeah, that would
be
cool.
There you go. So maybe we'll set something up, and we'll get a couple thousand dollars, and we'll get, like, one hotel room, and we'll go see a show. And
one bed.
One bed.
Yeah, we can get comp. We can get comp there. We're good.
We can get comp. All right, so I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And I'm going to text you the link.
Okay.
Can you talk into the phone? Can you talk into the phone?
Am I talking?
No, it's very muffled. It's like you're talking through a mattress.
I am lying down in bed. No, I'm not.
Tell us more, Ben.
Okay, I want to get to the dating.
Yes, let's discuss.
Okay, first off, I wanted to ask, have any of the people you dated and discussed on the podcast heard the podcast?
Good question. Good question.
One time.
Do tell.
And I wake up in the morning to literally... Would you rather? ?
Oh boy! Oh
and
boy!
And I was like, ... What? She goes, would you rather find out that the person you're talking to is talking about you on a podcast, or would you rather not find out at all?
Ooh! So she went Google.
Sick burn.
Did she Google you and then find all this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, and do you still speak to this woman or man?
No.
Poor man. Now, let's get an update on, there's the 41-year-old and the 21-year-old, right? We've got an age range.
I mean, she's 25, and we're still talking. We hung out a lot last week, like 3 times.
Okay.
And so maybe it was too much. Maybe I'm slowing it down this week. I don't want to get ahead of myself. She's good. The 41-year-old, I think we're just going to, it's not going to happen. Like,
what?
We just had a drink, and it was like, it's not happening. I know. I know.
Oh, man. That's hey, I was really looking forward to you hitting it with the 41.
So the 41-year-old, there's just no vibe there.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. It was weird.
And the 21-year-old, so you hang out three times. Is there...
Yeah, what's happening sexually?
Yeah, what's happening there?
Okay, so maybe this is what's happening, is we're not having sex yet.
Oh, you're a friend zone. You're friend zone.
Oh, yeah. Three times. It seems like by that third time, you guys should be right in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was, I mean, she even slept over one night.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, were you guys naked in bed? Or?
No. This is like, I don't understand. I need some, I really don't understand. She sleeps over, everything's going great. We had a few drinks and nothing happened.
Oh, man. But wait, she stayed over, well, because she had too much to drink, she couldn't drive home.
I guess. I wouldn't pick her up.
Okay.
Wow. You are not good at picking up on social cues, are you?
I'm confused.
So you should know, like, there should be, like, if someone stays over, you know if you're friends or not.
I don't know. See, I think, I don't know. Maybe I drank too much and I can't remember what happened. But guys, it's like, yeah, I don't know what to do. It's not... I suck at this thing.
But wait, so was there anything happening physically, like at all?
Yeah, some light petting.
Ben, if you ever get married, I want to be there on your wedding night and you shake your wife's hand goodnight. Good night. I'll see you in the morning.
No, Dan, you're gonna be the guy emceeing my wedding,
or the best
you're
man.
You're gonna be like,
no more MC. Every time I get invited to a wedding now, I gotta be the MC.
Yeah,
I don't want to work. I don't want to work. I want to go and just have fun.
Yeah, but a Jewish wedding is great. You could leave the chorah. You could do the chairs.
Oh, yeah, the chairs. Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, they're different. They're
That's
more fun.
That's fun. Dan, you've got to experience that. You emceed my wedding, well, my second one, and you did a terrific job. And from what I understand, you did no work until the flight to the wedding.
That's how we do all our gigs.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. You're saying it's all this work? Well, you just leave it to the last minute. It works out great. You did a brilliant job.
Yeah, I know. But then you got to, like, yeah, anyway. So, yeah.
Okay, so where are we? The 25-year-old, that's, we're sleeping over.
Maybe by the next phone call, I'll have, like, I did it, guys.
Okay, but can I just, when you're sleeping, when she's sleeping over, is she in your bed?
Yeah.
Okay. So is she naked in your bed?
No.
Are you reading a book? Like, I'm so baffled by all of this. Maybe I'm just old and things were different back then.
No, I think I gotta... I think this is on me. I think I have to, like...
But at least you're being a gentleman. You're being a gentleman. That's good.
Nah, I need to get laid.
Well, I would have to agree that I think if she's staying over, that seems like a good sign that she's open to something.
There's nothing wrong with being up front, say, hey, are we going to do this or not? Because I just kind of want to know.
Yeah, maybe like before we get into bed, like, hey, can I?
Yes,
can
of we, course.
Can I,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. No. Okay. So I saw this. I saw this Would You Rather, and Dan, I have to give
yes,
it to you.
Yes. All right.
Okay. This is in lieu of, like, perfect. Something very funny. I was like, okay, you ready? All right.
Would you rather
have the entire world know your porn history or never have sex again?
Oh, God.
The first one, no problem.
Yeah, I would definitely pick
Zero
the first
issues.
One, but...
Zero issues.
I don't know. That still might be, for me, I don't know if I'm totally... thrilled about that.
I saw that and I said, honest. I don't know, I would never have sex again.
I love how, so we both listen to Stern, and Stern always talks about his, how he's always into the couple has the babysitter over. Or
yeah.
That's
yeah.
creepy to me. I wouldn't.
Well, yeah. It's creepy. yeah, it's a bit of a tough one for me, but yeah, I'd still pick internet porn history. I'd still, and I don't know
like
if I could come back from
that,
it though.
Like, I know, like, you gotta keep it to yourself.
It'd be tough. Okay, I have one for you, and this is from a listener. He, and this isn't a would you rather, but here's just a scenario that I think you'll appreciate. He said, love the podcast. Buddy and him were having a discussion. You're at a men's urinal. You're going pee. Mm-hmm. Do you take out just penis, or do you take penis and balls out?
No, just penis.
Just penis or penis and balls. I'm a penis and balls guy now. Full on penis and balls. I feel like you get to air things out down there a little bit. You just get to, you know, you get to sort of loosen it up. Loosen up the marshmallow package down there a little bit. Feels a little bit better. So I'm all penis and balls. Love to hear from the podcast.
I did recently buy a new pair of jeans in which the fly is like 50% shorter than all other flies I've had.
I don't get that.
So the fly like zips, say the fly usually zips down that much. I'm like, this is like a...
From the top down, it doesn't
zip. So you got to do the whole process.
So then you have to do the pull down.
You got to unzip everything.
And then you let the balls out. Ben, penis and balls or just penis?
I think I'm just a penis guy.
Just the wiener.
But I was...
Can we clip that off? Can we please clip that off? Thank you.
No, thanks, it reminds me of J.B. Smoove on Howard Stern talking about Flutic. Did you hear that?
No.
He says, why does everyone just go to the bathroom and wash their hands after? Everyone should wash their hands before they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because it's disgusting. You're touching your penis
with whatever's
on your hand, giving your dick the flu.
That's a great, great point.
Yeah.
Flutic. Man, flying out of LAX, God, airport bathrooms. I'd rather have, if I had to stay in an airport bathroom for an hour, I'd rather have people know my internet porn history than that.
Seriously, someone go to Shark, I've said this before, go to Shark Tank or Dragon's Den with a high-powered airport bathroom fan. You will make millions.
Yeah, something that can just make those bathrooms tolerable, because they... How about the people who have to clean them?
I know.
That's inhumane.
Yeah.
You know who should have to clean them? Criminals.
Yeah.
Criminals should have to clean.
But then they've got access to planes.
Yeah. Well, not access. I mean, they still can't get on the planes.
They could run down one of those jetways easy.
Just run on the runway?
You think Sally from Air Canada is going to stop someone running down there? No.
Well, someone would come after them.
Well, eventually, yeah. Anyway, Ben, thanks for coming on.
Guys, I'm gonna shoot you. We're gonna do a little GoFundMe.
Yes,
I'm gonna get laid this week, and next week will be better for me.
This will absolutely be great seeing you yesterday, buddy. You look fantastic.
Good to see you.
This week is gonna be your week.
Ben, when are you gonna start paying us for life advice and for these therapy sessions?
I think I'm just going to come work for you guys for free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mentioned you might come up here and stay with Dan for a little while.
We have a social media guy, Danny. He does a great job.
No, but Dan, you and I should spend like a week together and get ready for vacation.
Yeah. Do you guys just live together? You and then Jim lives there too, Jim Pearl? That's a show that I would watch.
This is good. We can make old fashions and whatever the good
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy. Ben Teller.
Ben, big long goodbye guy.
I like the long goodbyes.
I hate long. See ya, I'm gone. Bye.
Well, Jim was upset because he felt that our goodbye wasn't long enough.
I feel bad that I haven't called him back since January.
Yeah, you really dropped the ball there.
I lose track of time.
You really let him down big time. I feel bad because today I was supposed to be on with you on Rock 102, Saskatoon morning show. And I got off the plane and went bye-bye. Off the red eye, went nine.
Yeah, we dropped the ball on that one. I guess we shouldn't have announced that we were going to be part of the spring concert.
Oh, they were going to announce it on their show, and we blew it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the important thing is we're going to be there, and we'd like you to buy tickets.
No, it's all ticket giveaways. You can't even buy tickets.
Can't even buy tickets?
No, that's why they said the demand this year is insane because of what last year was like.
Wow, because we were that good.
And it's such a party. Everyone, as I said on the radio today, everyone's had cabin fever.
Yeah.
They're ready. They're
ready to rip it up.
Let's bring on the spring.
Down to Prairie Land. Great venue. Have an awesome time. Do we know any of the other performers?
There's a cover band that's playing, and they've got three lead singers. They play like Alice Cooper, Queen, Bon Jovi. They play the hits.
So John Bon Jovi will be there.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury's Corpse.
Yeah. Well, no. There was that Canadian playing for Queen, wasn't he?
That Adam Lambert guy.
Yeah.
He was in Queen.
They left him on the side of the road somewhere?
Yeah, probably. They were like, this guy.
No, in their defense, they said, well, the concert tour was over, it's so everyone over. Just finds their way
He's
home.
He's probably like, so guys, we still hanging out? They're like, no. No, we're going back to England. See you later. Now, after I saw Ben Teller, I drove back down Abbot Kinney, past Venice Boulevard, all the way to Washington Boulevard. I took a left, pulled into the valet.
Oh, you would have taken a right.
No, I took a left. Took a left off of Abbot Kinney onto Washington.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Took a left, and then a quick right into the valet, dropped off the rental car, and walked into Scopa Italian Roots, one of Dan's favorite restaurants.
Oh, my goodness.
And at Scopa Italian Roots, I saw Mike Botticello, Carol Kim, and our good friend, Bernie Kim. Bernie, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Jay. Great to hear from you again. Good. No, I'm glad you made it home safe.
Yes. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Bernie and I, he's the lone man I've ever sent a text to and said, I'm going to Vegas tonight. Do you want to go? And Bernie said, yeah, why not? We went to Vegas for the night, came back the next day. We weren't even gone 24 hours.
I love it.
And I remember sleeping at the foot of Dan's bed like a little dog on a cot.
Because the guy said, yeah, I got you. You got you both a nice room. Walk into the room. They're like, no, we got you the one room, but there's two beds. There were not two beds.
Oh. So that's kind of the same situation that will exist when Dan goes to Vegas with Ben Teller, which is something that's being orchestrated now, Bernie.
Really?
Yes.
He's starting to GoFundMe because I said I'm not doing it for free.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do that.
So, Bernie, last time I saw you, you were getting hitched. How's married life?
Married life is great. It's pretty great, you know. This is boring for the viewer, but our listener, but
no,
she's pretty great. I don't know what to say.
No, she's fantastic. She's an amazing, amazing. So yesterday I'm sitting at this table. We're having an amazing dinner, and she's amazing. You're amazing. And then I'm sitting next to Botticello, which it really brought the whole experience down a bit.
Yeah, you know, he's like, I tolerate Mike. I don't know.
The best is, so now, Bernie, can you explain what Mike is doing now? It's like a Complex magazine online morning show?
I guess. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess Gilbert Arenas is on the show.
Oh, he sent me some clips. I have to say, he sent me some clips, and they were pretty good. They kind of had a Tim and Eric kind of editing style to them that I enjoyed.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at Mike making it happen.
Yeah.
So regular listeners of the podcast will remember Bernie. He sat down with us at the Super Bowl. Was that the last time you appeared on the podcast?
I think I was.
You were in studio one other time.
I was in studio one the week after, and I think I was the last guest on the podcast.
Wow. So, Bernie, when you were
on the Fox version.
On the Fox version. On the 2.0.
When you're at Super Bowl, you're telling us about your terror nightmares.
Your fever dreams.
Fever dreams.
Bernie Kim's fever dream.
Have you had any recent fever dreams?
Yeah, so the latest fever dream I had was right around the time I was getting married. And I had a dream that I was having a vasectomy. And I was really angry because after the procedure, Carol was there, my wife, and but she was like, yeah, I can't take you home. I have to go hang out. I made plans with my friend from the car wash. That's what she said. She said, I made plans with my car wash. So I drove myself home, and I drove by her, and she was hanging out at the car wash with her friend, sitting in a circle on those plastic, like, patio chairs.
Right, as you do at the car wash, yeah.
And I was very frustrated by this.
And you had a bag of peas on your recently vasectomized penis.
Oh yeah. It was embarrassing. Your wife's hanging out at the car wash, and you just got your junk sniffed. It's It was. I woke up confused.
And did you wake up like in a cold sweat? Like, my God.
And then I glared at her though a little bit.
Why are you mad at me? You know what you did.
I had a recent dream last night, and I went to some golf tournament. I'm like, where the hell is everyone? Then I wandered into this bar. Everyone was in there, And so was another Fox colleague of ours, Clay Travis. Clay Travis was in my golf excursion dream. We never did golf. We just...
Fucked?
no. We just bellied up to the bar. That was the
And then the next thing you know, you're sharing a bed and a passionate evening with controversial talk show and radio show host Clay Travis.
That's fun. That's a fun dream right there. Hey Dan, I hear that you like the food of my people, the land of my people.
Yes, your people are amazing. Korean barbecue. First off, I love the fact that most restaurants you can go into, and there's only two items. So people aren't dilly dallying with the menu. You're like,
no,
you've got one of two things or both.
They make it easy for you.
Yeah.
We're an efficient people. We are very efficient.
But I like that, Bernie, too. Like, I appreciated that, you know, most restaurants specialized in, like, one or two dishes, and that was sort of it, you know?
What was your guys' favorite?
Korean barbecue.
The barbecue, okay.
Yeah.
Like, the beef, various beef items.
Yeah, and I was saying to you yesterday, when we went to Seoul, we only got one night in Seoul, that... meal was so... I'll dream about that meal, and not a fever dream, like a happy dream. I'll wake up with an erection after that wonderful meal we had in Seoul, because it was such delicious beef. It was like Wagyu beef, and that stern but beautiful Korean woman she cooked it for us, which I really appreciated.
And one of the things they use quite frequently at every restaurant you go to there, scissors. I have now adopted that in the O'Toole kitchen. I don't bring the cutting board out anymore. I'm like, I'm just going to snip this right into the stir fry.
Yeah.
Snip her up.
I loved it.
You know, well, you know, I kind of regret us three not going to get some Korean barbecue while we are all
I know. Together. Well, it's not too late, because, Bernie, think about this. If Ben and Dan are able to crowdfund this trip to Vegas, you and I could also hop on board. And we could go to Momofuku in Vegas. There's a Momofuku in Vegas now. We could go there. We could go for Korean barbecue. It'd be fun. That would be so fun.
Yeah, I'm in. When is this trip?
let's
in the early stages.
Yeah, let's not book the flights just yet, Bernie.
Okay, you know, because as Dan just said, you know, I at the drop of a hat, I will go to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, we can get to Vegas quick.
Yeah,
I'm
jonesing for some craps right now. I haven't played in forever.
There's no local place around you guys?
No, but
no
speaking of...
in Canada.
I went to the Tim Hortons on the way out of my hometown the other day, out of Peterborough, and right behind the Tim Hortons, there's a building going up. And I asked the guy at the drive-thru, so quick, I barely could get a question out, because by the time I ordered, my tea got up there, it was already there. And I said, I'm sure you get this a lot. What's going in back there? He said, casino.
Hmm.
Casino.
In the Peter Patch.
But craps games, as are all dice games, illegal still here, which makes no sense.
Yeah, it does. I want to keep you, because of you, it's because of people like you that we made those laws in this country. Keep
it is
you.
Better off, Dan. It's better off.
Bernie, yeah, I have a quick question for you. You're at a urinal. Do you take out just your penis or your penis and balls when you pee?
I know, strange segue.
I'll say this. It used to be just the dong, but I find that the older I get, there's excess liquid going on. I really need to shake more, else I get a lot of splatter when I reinsert into my pants.
Yes.
So I like... No, I'm still no balls. No, do I do? I don't think I do balls, but I will say I spend an extra amount of time shaking nowadays.
Right, a few extra moments, a few extra shakes goes a long way, long term.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you're like, okay, I'm done, and then I put it back in, and then it's like a pinched hose effect.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, I wasn't done.
Yeah,
wasn't done.
Yeah, and that's the worst feeling.
You've got soggy drawers.
It's the worst. Are you guys balls out?
No,
I'm balls out. Yeah, I'm balls out now. It's a nice feeling. Yeah. It's a refreshing feeling.
See, I think that would help with my pinched toes situation.
I agree.
I think it's more free.
Try it and report back.
Before we let you go, Bernie, how's everything at our old workplace?
You know, things are the same. I don't know.
What are they doing in our old studio? Bundesliga?
Bundesliga. Yeah, there's soccer. A lot of soccer going on in your old studio, but it's, you know, a lot of the same faces. Mm-hmm. I've been there a long time. It's just, there's a lot of things that happen, and it's still the same building. I don't know.
Who's in our, who's in my office? David Boreanaz?
Which one did you have? I don't remember which one was yours.
I was on
the corner one?
Yeah, I was on the fifth floor. Dan was kind of on the corner, and I was next to Dan.
I think Carl.
Carl. Yeah, classic Carl.
Is Carl in yours, and a nice guy named Daniel's in yours, Dan? Oh, no, the Dan. If you have the corner one, now there's a guy named Daniel there, and then Carl's around the corner. Oh, no, I think, Jay, yours is empty. It is boxes.
Nobody wants in there. I still remember
the day they're like, so guys, we're going to do some restructuring, just move things around. So can you pack up your shit? They're like, no, you're going to have offices. Don't worry. Those never came about.
Yeah, the bosses never really treated our show that well towards the end, did they?
No, it didn't. We talked about it yesterday, the buses at the Super Bowl was the best because there were five shows on FS1 at the time, and there were four buses at the Super Bowl that had FS1 advertising, and guess which show didn't have a bus? That was our moment that we began to work on our immigration paperwork.
So you make the phone call, Mama.
Coming home, Mama. I'm coming home.
Bernie, it's been great. Yeah. We miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, guys. And please keep me updated on this Vegas trip. I would love to go.
Perfect. And let us know how Balls Out goes for you. #BallsOut.
Will do. I'll let you know in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good, Bernie.
Okay. Right. We need photo evidence, Tim.
Oh, boy. All right.
See ya, Bernie.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
It's Bernie Kim. And that was my day yesterday. That's what I did. What a great day that was. Christoph, quickly, before we end.
Yes.
Balls out, #?
You know what? I never even thought about taking the balls out, but I might have to try it.
Give it a go.
Right now, no.
Give it a go. It's a game changer. Absolutely. Really going to change your life.
Glad we continued the highbrow talk on this podcast.
Yeah,
it has changed my life.
That's what we're known for. MyPillow.com and Balls Out. #BallsOut. Quick, once again, a big thanks to Coors Light.
Yes.
Best podcast sponsor ever. Love these guys. Thanks for the fridge. Get yourself a six-pack of Silver Bullets today.
Yeah.
Keep drinks at lunch time.
You need those Coors Lights to kick off summer.
Yeah. There's no better way to kick off summer than a cold Coors Light.
Okay, we got to run over to our other studio. We're going to talk to Ryan Rashog on the TV show. So if you're tuning
about
in...
About goaltender interference. So.
Oh, God.
Don't care. That's me snoring.
Are you going to go to this real estate conference? It's got A-Rod, Pitbull, Sylvester Stallone.
Did you see this stuff?
Real Estate Wealth Expo. What the f***?
What is going on there?
I think we should be doing our podcast from
there. Damon John, Alex Rodriguez. Someone else.
Who's Damon John?
He's on Shark Tank.
Oh, okay.
He came up with FUBU.
Sounds made up.
FUBU, I think. FUBUware.
Oh, okay. That was big.
Or he came up with something. He's very wealthy.
Okay, great. I can't wait till you're on Shark Tank.
Oh, I've got ideas.
No, but you're going to be investing.
No. We're going to go there with our fan idea.
A toilet fan.
Our airport bathroom toilet fan.
ABTF.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
See you, everybody.
They're going home.
This is the Jay and Dan Podcast, presented by our good friends at Coors Light.